This is Earth and Sky on the northern goshawk. A petition has been filed to consider listing it as threatened or endangered.
Dr. Rich Reynolds is a research wildlife biologist for the U.S. Forest Service. Since 1991, he studied the northern goshawk on the Kaibab Plateau in northern Arizona. His concern is whether timber management, past or present, has an impact on goshawks.
The Kaibab is a high plateau that's surrounded by part of the Grand Canyon. There are regions within the forest where trees have been harvested and areas that have been relatively untouched. For Rich Reynolds, it's been a research objective to contrast the success of the goshawks in uncut forest versus areas that have seen more cutting. Many factors affect their breeding success, but it does seem that the goshawks have less success in forests that have been destroyed by fire or where most of the trees have been harvested.
To see what makes a good breeding ground for a goshawk, Reynolds is now ranking their known territories in terms of how often young are produced, how many young, and so on. Because of their intimate relationship with many factors in the environment, goshawks are becoming known as an indicator species, much like the spotted owl. It's said that as an indicator species goes, so goes the rest of the ecosystem. For more on the northern goshawk, visit our website at earthsky.com. I'm Joel Block with Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.